Hey, sis.
You going somewhere?
No. I spent the weekend at Cockroach's house. I'm your brother, and you didn't even notice I was gone.
Nope. But welcome home.
Come on in my room. I gotta show you something.
Oh, you know I hate going in there.
It's okay. I cleaned it up before I left.
Hey, it does look better.
This. I had it done Friday after school.
That's great. It looks fantastic.
And you know what it says? That I'm old enough to make my own decisions.
Wait, Theo, your ear looks red.
If I want to put an earring on my ear, that's my business.
Theo, it looks puffy.
When people see this, they gonna know they dealing with the man.
Theo, you better let Dad take a look at it.
Let who look at it?
Oh. That hurts? I think it's infected.
It is?
Yeah, where'd you have it done?
In Cockroach's garage.
Let Cockroach pierce your ear?
Hey, I'm not crazy. It was his sister, Tootsie.
Tootsie's in junior high school.
But she does this on the side. And she only charges 99 cents.
If you don't let Dad take a look at it, it's just gonna get worse.
But this is just an ear. If Dad finds out, my whole body's in danger.
Please.
Hey, I didn't say you could come to my room.
I don't want to come into your room.
Then what are you doing here?
Well, Denise is here.
So?
If you are in Theo's room, something is up.
Nothing's up, Vanessa.
Okay. But you know I'm going to find out anyway. I have my ways.
Low taste, dear.
This pie is for your mom and dad after dinner.
My folks will not notice.
They did the last time.
How?
Because when we cut into it, it was hollow.
Look, my folks are not coming over here to eat. They're coming over here to spoil the children.
Well, what do you expect? They're grandparents.
Right. Grandparents, all right. These are not the same people I grew up with. These are the biggest hypocrites you've ever seen. No, I'm telling you right now, my father comes through that door, goes into his pocket, pulls out a handful of money. Well, let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. This is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. The man would tell me his life story. This man would tell me how at age 5 he woke up 4 o'clock every morning, had no alarm clock, had no rooster, just a sense of responsibility. No, my father found a job milking 120 cows. The man he worked for had no bucket. So he had to squirt the milk into his hands, walk 8 miles through the snow up here. And I'm telling you right now, my mother is the same way, too.
Now, Cliff, your mother's one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
I didn't say she wasn't sweet. But this woman comes over here to the house, kisses every child. Just come in and kiss your grandmother. Oh, you're just the most beautiful children on the face of this earth. But when I was her child, I'm telling you, this woman, all she ever wanted to do was take a stick and ask God to give her enough strength so she could knock us somewhere. And to this day, I still don't know where Kingdom Come is. And all she is, as far as I'm concerned, is an old person trying to get into heaven now.
Daddy?
Yeah, dear?
What would you do if someone you loved swore you to secrecy, but you knew keeping that secret might not be too good for that person?
as the person who has sworn to secrecy in this family?
Yeah.
Is the secrecy juicy?
Yeah.
Tell it.
If I tell you, this person's gonna hate me for the rest of my life.
But Denise, if it's for their own good, you have to do it.
Okay, I'll give you guys a clue. That way I can keep my part of the bargain, but you can figure it out for yourselves.
A clue?
Yeah. Earlobes. Earlobes!
What about earlobes?
All I'm saying is, does everybody in this house have two healthy earlobes?
Who is it?
Dad.
Hold on. Okay, come in. Hey, what's happening, Dad?
Well, never gonna clean it up. No matter how fizzy it gets, you're never gonna clean it up. Son?
Get it!
There's no music coming through the headset. You still bopping to what's left in your brain?
No.
Take the headset off, please.
Now?
Is there any reason why you shouldn't take them off now?
No.
Okay. Guys sure can get up, can't they?
Yeah. Denise told you, right?
Told me what?
About this.
Is that a decal?
No.
Have you been tagged by the Wildlife Society?
It's an earring, Dad. There's a hole through my ear, and Denise says it might be infected.
Well, she's right. It is infected. Come on.
What are you gonna do to me?
I am going to fix your ear.
Then what?
You expecting some sort of punishment?
Shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Ow! Can't we do this someplace else?
Why?
Because this place is for pregnant women.
I have four daughters and a son. And somehow I thought you would be the one without the earring. Why'd you do it?
Well, Dad, the kids today, it's sort of a sign of independence.
Who's the girl?
Huh?
Who's the girl?
Eunice Baker.
Do you love her?
Well, I like her a lot. And she said I look good with an earring.
And so, now you could wind up with half a head. Yes, because of the infection. Well, that's all right, son, because what I have in store for you is going to be just wonderful.
What's that?
Well, I imagine he should be here for dinner in another 5 minutes.
Dad, not Grandpa.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Grandpa is going to love to hear about this because your grandfather, you know, is like the National Enquirer. He loves to hear the untold story.
Maybe he won't notice.
Oh, I've fixed that also, my boy. We're going to make it so that he will see it real good.
You're not going to make this easy, are you, Dad?
Hey, I could have put your whole head in a sling.
Travel on. You're going to be sorry you didn't spend
more time
with your
mother. Yes.
Oh, hi. Are you still delivering all the babies in town?
Yep.
Heathcliff.
Yes, ma'am. How was the trip over?
Oh, it was fine till we had to find a parking spot.
I told you that I would pay for you to park in a garage.
Yeah, but at $8.50 an hour. No, sir, I found a large, perfectly legal spot less than a mile from here.
By coming in 1 hour and a half ahead of time, planting himself at the head of the block, and then waiting for somebody to pull out.
Where you going, son?
Yeah, come on here and say hello to your granddad.
I don't remember him saying hello to me either.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi.
Hey,
hey, Grandpa.
What happened to your ear?
I walked into a door.
I do that sometimes myself.
Why don't you go help Mom in the kitchen?
Grandma, you want to come?
Sure. Excuse us.
Excuse us.
What really happened to your ears, huh?
I walked into a door.
Oh, come on. I heard that old walked into a door line from your dad back in 49.
Okay, Grandpa. I got my ear pierced.
On purpose?
Absolutely. Your grandson was told by a girl that he would look good in an earring. So he went to, where did you go?
Cockroach's Garage.
Cockroach's Garage. And had his ear pierced by, what is the name of the person?
It was his sister, Tootsie.
His sister, Tootsie. Who probably lined him up against the wall and threw a javelin at 60 feet.
I get the picture.
All right, then good. I'll just let you handle the good part.
Oh, I have no intention of coming down hard on the boy.
You don't?
No, young men in love will do crazy things. When your father was 15.
My dad?
It's good for him.
No.
It'll make him feel better about what he did.
I'm not interested in him feeling better, okay?
Sit down. Now, when your father
dead
was 15, he and his friend Lex Thompson, a boy who was left back twice, decided that they would straighten their own hair in Lex's cellar.
What? Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
It all started when he took a pretty young lady to the old Earl Theater and saw a group called the Icicles with Breezy Brown. Now, Breezy Brown had straightened his hair. Well, most of the singers straightened their hair back then. And your father's date went wild. Now, right then and there, he decided he was going to lose it if he didn't form a singing group and straighten his hair.
You got that for a girl?
One particular girl.
You see, son, in those days, people used to straighten their hair with a solution called Conchylene. Well, it cost money, and your father was flat broke at that time, so he and Lex mixed up their own solution. Potato peels, corn syrup, and a touch of nitroglycerin. Then this man, a future doctor, had it poured slowly over his head.
Well, what happened?
Burned all my hair. Wasn't that bad?
He shot out of there like a bolt, pushed the Lex's dog aside, and then tried to stick his head in the dog's water dish.
He must have really liked that girl. Well, whatever happened to her?
She's in the kitchen now.
Mom, you burned all the hair off your head for Mom. Oh, my God!
Let him be.
Guess what?
Yes. One of these days, you're going to need some money.
Well, in that case, would you tell him?
It would be my pleasure. Claire, what is the craziest thing that a certain young man, I'm not naming any names, did to impress you?
Oh, you mean that time Cliff decided to straighten his hair?
Daddy straightened his hair for you?
Well, he tried, but it all fell out.
Thank you very much.
So you remember that kind of fondly?
Oh, I'll never forget it.
Well, your son, for the love of a pretty young lady, has done something a little foolish himself. Now, promise me you won't get mad.
Okay, I promise.
He had his ear pierced.
I'll kill it.
Now, hold on. Now, wait a minute. The boy made a mistake. In that respect, he's a lot like his father. Many's the time I pulled him out of trouble, predicament after predicament. But I was patient and understanding and tolerant.
Russell, how could you tell a story like that? When Heathcliff came home with a sizzling scalp, you were not very understanding, especially considering the little matter of a certain tattoo.
What? Tattoo?
Let's see.
What tattoo is she talking about? No, dinner won't be ready for a while. What tattoo?
I'll have some cheese. No. Now, I really don't think that is an appropriate issue to discuss in front of the family.
Heathcliff, when your father was Theodore's age, he was enamored of me to such an extent that he had my name tattooed across his chest.
He did what?
When I heard what Russell had done, I was enormously flattered. Until I saw my name was misspelled. Now, as I understood it, he went to the best tattoo man in the county. Hot Needle Harris. It was February, the middle of February, and Russell had a terrible cold. So when he went to Hot Needle and told him to write Anna, his nose was clogged up and it sounded like Ada. A-D-D-A. At that time, my chief rival for Russell's affection was a girl named Ada Mae Waters.
Oh,
yes. She was a little girl that lived about a mile and a half down the road, and she thought that the sun didn't shine until she woke up. Of course, I insisted that he remove the tattoo. And that left a scar on his chest.
You told me that you got that scar in World War II. Fighting off a German Nazi panzer attack.
Son, that was the best way I could think of to describe what I went through when your mother saw that tattoo.
I'm shocked.
You Huxtable men are crazy.
Yes.
But we always get our women.
But not because of the things you do. despite them.
Theodore, welcome to the club.
The three Huxtable men, Scar Chest, Skinhead, and Holding the Load.
Taped in front of a live studio audience.